This is Stephanie Pyszynski with my last underscore on WFSQ. This week, my guests are FSU students Alana Hogan and Zeta Martin. We will be discussing the upcoming preview at FSU performances of Fountain of You. Let's welcome my guests. First up, we have Alana Hogan. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And then we have Zeta Martin. Welcome.
Hello, I'm super excited to be here.
So we're going to be talking about the upcoming preview at FSU production of Fountain of You. Before diving into those details, can one of you tell me when and where the performances are?
Yeah, it's going to be at the Conradi Theater on February 6th and 7th. It's right near the Westcott Fountain is where Conradi is.
Excellent. And I saw that tickets can be found either at tickets.music or tickets.theater.fsu.edu. So very easy to find. All right, so preview at FSU is a really unique concept. I don't know if it exists many other places, but it's in which FSU students like you two get to work on in-progress musicals or very new musicals. So can you tell me a little bit about what it's like working on a musical that's in progress? Let's start with Zeta.
I just think it's a really cool experience, especially as someone who's training to be a professional. It's almost like you're getting a full circle moment, but at the beginning of your training instead of like in the middle of your career, thinking about the fact that the musicals that you will be auditioning for in a couple years when you graduate were at this point at someone's program somewhere. And I just think it's really cool to have the opportunity to be able to take ownership of the work in that way and be able to contribute to that process. And it's really exciting.
Do you have anything to add, Alana?
It's really exciting, a little nerve-wracking, but mostly exciting. Like yesterday, for example, we got new music to learn. And it was like within a one-day transition, we got it there, we learned it there, and then we like locked in all the harmonies and everything. So it's definitely like a thinking on your feet. It's a different way of learning, but it's just so, it's new, but it's so exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I imagine it's very similar to what it would be like if you were workshopping it on Broadway or...
Yeah. We talked about that a lot, where it's like you have to become almost confident in your own choices mm-hmm. and like your skills as a performer. Like, yes, we're not graduates, but we still have a lot to give as we are right now. And I think that's really rewarding.
Excellent. So the show you'll be putting on is called Fountain of You. And we have Tasha Gordon-Sulman as the director, lyricist, and librettist, and Faye Chow as the composer. Unfortunately, they got stuck in New York, so
no.
winter storm. So couldn't make the interview, but have you been working with them remotely thus far?
Yes, they've been on Zoom, and they're actually joining us tonight for rehearsal, so we'll be with them for about a week and a half before the show opens.
Mm-hmm. Great. So let's talk about the musical, Fountain of You. What is it about? Who wants to start with that?
So Fountain of You kind of revolves around this woman, Kristen, who's an actress. She just turned 35. And all of a sudden, the industry and like the world is telling her, oh, you're not it anymore. You're old. You're washed up. Like, you're not good anymore. So she meets this woman, Angelica, who gives her this, I don't want to spoil too much, but pretty much gives her this face cream where you can be young again. And she kind of goes a little crazy with that face cream and starts to take it out on other people. And everything goes downhill in a dark comedic way, of course.
Yeah, kind of in that what you think you want doesn't always fix all the problems you thought
yes.
it would fix.
Yeah.
And so she just kind of is exploring that throughout the rest of the musical. And of course, you come full circle and the main character is like, ah, yes, I've learned my lesson.
Yes.
But in like a really new, like fresh way, like even in the way they portray these lessons, I feel like it's just very refreshing and comedic. And yes, it's dark at times, mm-hmm. but there was never a point while working on it where I was like, oh, okay, that's a little cheesy.
No. Like, and the darkness we speak of is Kristen goes downhill with that, gets into a little murder. Like that,
yeah.
that's the darkness
yes.
we speak of for context.
Yes.
Okay, so it sounds like it's a little bit of a play on words, Fountain of Youth, but Fountain
yes,
of You.
Right. Exactly, yes, exactly.
Actually, there were many a time I've been telling people, I'm in Fountain of You, and they're like, youth? And I'm like, no.
iMessages thinks I'm meaning to say Fountain of Youth. And I'm like, no, I have to delete the TH every time.
Okay, so we mentioned it's a dark comedy, so we will have some humorous moments to counter the more dark moments.
So. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk a little bit more about your characters. Alana, you play Kristen. Tell me a little bit about her personality. What is she like?
Yes, she's very fun. She's optimistic. She doesn't take herself too seriously. And same with the people around her. She likes to have fun. But throughout the show, you see her really be so critical of herself and critical of others around her. She kind of has this switch up throughout the show. But in the end, she comes back to her true self. But yeah, that's pretty much her.
Great. And Zeta, you portray Angelica. What is she like?
Yes. I just feel like she is such a regal character. Like just in the way I hear her just listening to like the demos and reading the script. Because, I mean, she found this formula to keep people young, but for a very grounded reason. Because she's specifically doing it for women. And so she just has such a wisdom about her, about society. And I can see that she's very grounded in her morals, even if she is this, like, lifted, ah, yes, I'm majestic and I know so much. But, yeah, I really love how much wisdom she has in the show.
Great. And so how do the characters interact? Are you together on stage a lot?
Not really. Yeah. I think Angelica is really inserted into Kristen's journey as needed, like gives her a lot of epiphanies. And when Kristen is like at the peak of whatever phase she's in the show, that's when I appear.
She's like this angel from the background who just like comes in and helps me. It's great.
I give you the wisdom and then you're like, I don't really want to do that with it. I guess I'll do what I want anyway.
Wonderful. So this is a musical. What is the music like thus far?
There's a variety of styles in this show.
Yes.
I would say there's definitely some like nice, almost like musical Disney-esque, like very much at the beginning
of
Kristen's
journey. Very like princessy-esque.
But then there's also some cool like pop things in the middle of this show.
There's a, would you call it rap? Like a spoken rap song, which is so funny. It's like my favorite song in the whole show.
Yes.
So we get a lot of variety. I feel like that's pretty common with modern musicals these days.
Yes.
You have a little bit of everything and it works.
Exactly.
All right. So what stage would you say the musical is at the moment? It's a musical in progress. You just got new music. Mm-hmm. Would you say it's mostly done?
Yeah. I think in my, not to speak on behalf of the writers, I think it's pretty well developed. Mm-hmm. I would think that most of the songs are close to kind of being what the final product would be, if not already there. Mm-hmm. But as we're working, once they come in today, probably we'll be adding so many different staging elements, vocal elements. So many things could change within the next week. But I do think it's pretty developed.
Yeah, I don't know because the writers, as it is right now, I'm like, oh, wow, this is a full musical. And then even just yesterday at rehearsal, they added a new song. And I was like, wait, that is good. I think that's better. So like they know really the full vision for what this show is. And we haven't even put it together with the script yet, the book. We've really just been singing through the score up until this point. So that'll also add some context for us as well.
Okay, so do you know if there will be any sort of staging, lighting, costuming involved? Or how elaborate will that be? Not sure yet?
Not sure yet. In past preview at FSU Productions, it's been more of a staged reading where you still have your script on stage and you have light costumes, not really any costume changes unless they're like necessary. But like, you know, normal lighting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, kind of a stripped down version of it is what we're thinking it's going to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I imagine probably either a piano or audio track.
In past preview FSU productions, it has been just a piano. But in this one, we have a violinist, a cellist, a guitarist / bassist. So that person will be doing both, a drum set, and a piano.
Wow. So it sounds like it'll be pretty fleshed out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Wonderful. So is there anything else you wanted to mention about the show or any shout-outs you wanted to give to others involved?
I'd like to give a shout-out to Elisa Hauser. She's the director and head of the preview at FSU program, and she's been sitting in on rehearsals, giving, you know, advice here and there, and just has been so helpful. You know, it can kind of be nerve-wracking learning new music and learning other people's work, like you don't want to mess it up or anything. You know, I always get nervous about that, but she has just been so great and helping us feel confident mm-hmm. and ready to go in like a week and a half.
Yeah, definitely. I would like to give a shout out to our pianist, Adam, and our assistant music director,
Dylan.
Yes, he's been great. He taught us all the music for the last week. And of course, our wonderful stage managers, too.
Yes. Yes. Stage managers are all FSU students, and so is Dylan, the assistant music director. Mm-hmm. So it's been great working with other students.
And it's also crazy to think about the fact that so much of this team is still comprised of students because we have Tajoki is a junior BMMT, and he is an assistant to Faye for the compositions. And I think that's really cool that he gets to do that. Mm-hmm. All the stage managers are students because we have the stage management program at FSU. And I just think that's really cool. We're getting to like develop that professional relationship with one another.
It sounds like it's a wonderful opportunity for students in pretty much every capacity, not just acting and singing, but like all the behind the scenes stuff and everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, Alana and Azeda, thank you so much again for joining me today.
Thank you so much.
A big thank you again to Alana Hogan and Zeta Martin for speaking with me about this year's preview at FSU Fountain of You. The shows are February 6th and 7th at 7:30 p.m. at FSU's Conradi Theater. Tickets and information can be found at tickets.music.fsu.edu or tickets.theater.fsu.edu.